Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cuniberti. Every time I go to a big box store like Costco, I end up spending way more than I planned. It's kind of the same at Home Depot or similar stores, but Costco holds the record for the most dollars spent on impulse, at least in my house. I know you all know of whence I speak. You go there and you peruse the aisle looking for whatever it is you came for and end up finding way more than you came in for. I saw a special on a streaming TV channel of how Costco methodically lays out its stores, and it was scary interesting, like Amazon's website and 1,000 other highly researched consumer platforms selling stuff to consumers boils down to the science of human nature and presentation. Basically, it's our inbred shopping DNA coupled with a purveyor's presentation that makes stores like Costco what it is today. Consumer presentation methods have been going on for centuries, if not eons, but modern retailers have taken it to a whole other level. From signage to location, from packaging to pricing, everything presented to the consumer in today's shopping outlet is highly planned. The question is, do stores like Costco really save us money? Or are the price savings negated by all the other stuff we happen to stumble upon and buy on impulse? Sure, buying in bulk saves us pennies per whatever, and Costco is a marketing genius when it comes to sizing. But who needs a quart-sized bottle of turmeric, right? It's difficult buying a small amount of anything in Costco. Bigger is better, at least in our reptilian brains it is, and although it may take us a few years to burn through 2 liters of mustard, it's a great value, right? It remains to be seen how much food is wasted in consumer homes by buying the sometimes behemoth-sized containers of stuff that Costco sells and then end up tossing some of it out. Certainly not every giant-sized container is squeezed to its last drop, and container size is not the only potential money burner lurking in the aisles at Costco, because Costco lays out its stores with precision accuracy to get you to wander through as many aisles as possible looking for what you came in for, you undoubtedly see something else that is way too good to pass up. Whether it's just a great price or something you think you can't live without, it's more money down the Costco rat hole that wasn't in the budget when you went there. Indeed, if one was dead set on buying only what is on the list and avoid the yummy taste test, the super specials, and the wander shopping we all end up doing, I'm relatively sure we would save significant money over the long run. But is that the way it goes down when we are there? That's not to say there aren't smart shoppers out there with an uncanny amount of willpower that stick to their list on their monthly Costco trip. I am sure there is one or two of you out there. Maybe there are even more. It's just that I don't actually know anybody that has that kind of willpower. And that does it for today's Money Matters. I'm watching the market so you don't have to, and watching Costco so you don't have to. Remember, this newscast expresses the opinion of myself, Mark Cuniberti, and is not meant as investment advice. It is meant as Costco shopping advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any securities, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet, its staff, members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors 1979 and California insurance license OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name is Mark Cuniberti.
I certainly was in the right.
Definitely, like, he was cruising for bruising.